Welcome to another episode of Well, You See. I am your host, Sherry Kearney, along with my husband, Wayne Kearney. For those of you who haven't heard the program before, Well, You See was based on the fact that when I tell a story, and sometimes it might be true, and sometimes I might be stretching the truth.
Stretch
the truth, like fat lady in and pants that are entirely too small for her, stretch the truth. I start the story off with, well, you see, and that's how this program gets started. So we had a discussion about what we would talk about, and we came to a decision that we should probably talk about stories that we tell time and time again to our families and our friends, and no matter how many times we tell them, they are funny. Wayne is a very great storyteller. I tend to just start giggling in the middle of it, but none of these stories start with, well, you see, which means that they're not that great. But that's beside the point. I came up with a list of stories that we've told time and time again, and Wayne and I are going to switch off between one another to tell these fabulous, fabulous stories. Wayne, I'll let you start.
All right, I'm going to start with one about my oldest daughter. When she was, this would be like 4 or 5 years old, around kindergartenish. We were driving through Nebraska, and out in the fields were these black and white cows. You know, your standard generic cow. Should almost have a label on the side of it that says cow. But anyway, I convinced my daughter that they were wild chickens. I convinced her that regular chickens had only two legs because we domesticated them, and they only had two legs because otherwise we couldn't catch them. So, you know, of course she'd seen chickens, so that was her defense. So, chickens have two legs. Those can't be wild chickens. Said, well, we domesticated them down to just two legs so we could catch them. So otherwise you couldn't catch them. That's why all those chickens are out in that field there, because nobody can catch them. And to this day, she's like 30-some years old, and I still tease her about her wild chickens.
Very funny stuff. You can't imagine how mortified she is every time we bring it up.
Yes, she raises wild chickens now. She's a wild chicken farmer in South Dakota.
I forgot to bring that up to her.
Yes.
Darn it anyway. Yes. Well, we're going to have to do chickens. That next time. I guess I'll tell you the story about my son and him being extremely naughty and how I handled it. So for a very long time, I was a single mother with three children. I bought a house that had an apple tree on it, and it dropped apples left and right. I have no idea why we never bothered to pick the apples. Well, we did, but it was far and few between. More often, there were apples on the ground, and it made it very difficult to mow the lawn. So I'd sent my son out to pick up the apples so I could mow the lawn. And he told me no. Now you can imagine a mother who's got two children in junior high and one in grade school that's trying to get her lawn mowed and get everything else done so she can finally sit down and relax for the weekend. Hearing no from her 10, 11-year-old boy was not going over well. So I took him outside and I showed him the apples and I said, you need to pick up these apples and you need to get rid of them. And again, he told me no. But he was brave because he had a bunch of friends with him. His friends were behind him and they were smiling and they had their hands on their hips and they're like, he's going to get away with it. He's going to get away with it. I'm like, you need to get your ass over here and you need to get these apples picked up. Again with a no. And he starts walking away. And I said, you have 3 seconds to turn your ass around and get back here and pick these apples up. Did not turn around until I picked up one of the apples myself. Threw it at him and hit him square in the middle of the back and knocked him over. His friends then started laughing at him because his mom just nailed him with an apple. Needless to say, him and his friends came and picked up the apples out of the yard. To this day, if I pick up an apple, my son starts to sweat because he's like, oh my God, my mom's got great aim. So anytime he starts getting, and he, again, he's in his 30s, just like Wayne's oldest child is. And anytime his siblings get around, he's like, watch mom, we're going to give her an apple.
Yep.
And you are going to be in trouble.
Give her a shoe.
I've never done well with shoes. I mean, really, who throws a shoe?
Who throws a shoe? Another story.
Another story all in itself. Why don't you tell us about your dad and his damn cow?
Oh,
you and cows. What is it with you and cows?
I grew up on a farm. There were a lot of cow stories. I've got a shitload.
I guess.
A cow shitload. Okay. Let's see. Oh, my dad, Larry, wanted to be a farmer. So we, when I was in grade school, this would have been about fifth grade, we moved from Iowa up into the backwoods of Minnesota. So he wanted to be a farmer. So we bought 80 acres with nothing on it. No house, no well, nothing. And we ended up living in a hunting shack that had a barn out back that was big enough for a couple cows. And we had cows and chickens and goats for a while.
Did you have wild chickens?
We had domesticated chickens, yes. And we had a few wild chickens that got away. In fact, this is one of those stories.
Yes.
This is a wild chicken story. But anyway, we had this, a couple of milk cows out in the barn, and Dad would go out there and milk them by hand a couple times a day. And we had one, I think her name was Bessie, you know, because every milk cow's name is Bessie. Come on, that's pretty standard. It's like a Fido for cows. But anyway, he was out there milking, and this cow had a tendency to kick the bucket. Literally, she would put her foot in the milk bucket and knock it over, and my dad just got madder and madder and madder. And
wait, you need to explain your dad's stature, because if they don't know, it's not quite as funny.
Okay, my dad was 5 foot, maybe. On a good day.
I think he was like 4'11".
He was like 4'11". I think my mom was 5 foot. I don't know. He was a small guy. So let's just say the cow was bigger than he was. He couldn't even see over the top of the cow.
Almost everything was bigger than he was. Even the domesticated chickens.
So anyway, so he's out milking this cow. And behind the cow is a trough. Where, you know, when the cow poops, I guess, they it would just fall into this trough. It's basically a gap in the concrete floor where it would go in there and spread out, and then you scoop it up later. You know, it's like a curb. You can step into a gutter. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for. Gutter. It's like a gutter in the concrete where it would go, and you would scoop it out later. So anyway, my dad's milking the cow. He's on his bench. Milking the cow by hand. The cow kicks the bucket over, and my dad gets so mad that he grabs a shovel that he used to scoop the poop and goes to swing and hit this cow and slips and ends up falling into this gutter full of poo.
I think you can say shit.
Okay, I'm going to say shit. This cow shit. Falling into this gutter of cow shit. On his back, which just made him madder, of course. So he is so pissed. So he comes to the house. He runs into the house and says, "Where's my gun? Where's my gun? I'm going to shoot that dang cow." So we had this single shot 22 that some old guy down the road was letting us use. So he was going to go out and shoot this cow. My mom had to run out and stop him from shooting the cow and. I don't know what exact happened after that, but he never did shoot the cow. But I always remember
that. I think
that
the cow got the best of him.
I think the cow whooped his ass.
It's that wild chicken thing.
Yes. Cows are evil.
They are. Have you seen their noses? All snotty and gooey.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't like cows at all.
Terrible.
Except when they're on my plate.
I like them with sauce, barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah. That
little rub.
Yeah.
Some onions and peppers on the
Absolutely.
Side.
Absolutely. You can't go wrong with that. Not at all. My next story happens to be one of my favorites. And
she's going to be laughing about it already.
Even every time I think about it, I just... I need to tell you that I have one sibling. He is 6 years younger than I am. And he has always been my dad's favorite. But this is the one time that I can remember that the world got the best of him and my dad and I were laughing together at him. So, as a family, we would take trips every 3 years or so. This one year, we happened to take a trip to Washington, D.C. And it had to be about, I want to say midsummer, because it was fairly warm and we're wearing shorts. And we, of course, took all the touristy things that you typically see. And we were walking through a park, and it happened to have a hot dog vendor. So my dad thought that was the bee's knees. You know, we're buying hot dogs from a hot dog vendor. Now,
The bee's knees. He would almost say that.
He would, but that's a different story, what he would say. So, for some strange reason, my dad just thought it was the best thing in the world that we're buying hot dogs from a hot dog vendor, because that's not something that we normally saw. And at the time, I had to be 11 or 12, making my brother 5 or 6. I thought that was pretty stinking cool, too. So my dad hands my mom a hot dog, and he hands me a hot dog, and he hands my brother a hot dog, and they direct us to go sit on a curb, or curb-like space. Now in this park, as most parks do, they have pigeons. Flocks and flocks of pigeons all over the place. Now, I'm a very aggressive eater, and I put the hot dog up to my face, and I'm chowing it down like somebody hasn't fed me in a week. My brother, on the other hand, is very lackadaisical about the way he eats. He takes a bite, and then he's looking around, and then he gently drops his hand to his side. Now, remember, he's sitting down. He's about 5-6 year old, so he's not very big to begin with. And this, I'm not kidding you at all. This flock of pigeons comes along, and they quickly take over the hot dog and the bun that's in his hand, and he's yelling and he's screaming and he's crying, and all I can do is laugh. I am laughing so hard that tears are rolling down my face. I am choking on my hot dog because I am laughing so damn hard at this poor little blonde fluffy-haired boy that's being
mugged
by pigeons. Now, I bring up this every now and again. My dad has these holiday Christmas parties for his block, and they all come over to his house. And I happen to relay this story back to the entire group of people that were there. And my dad and I are both, again, laughing so hard it hurts. And my brother's looking at us going, I don't remember this. And I look over at his wife and goes, does he have a fear of pigeons now? And of course, that started a whole new thing, because he does. He fears pigeons. He just doesn't remember why.
He's got a pigeon phobia. That's hilarious.
No, blonde hair. It's all fluffy and all over the place.
Sounds like a Bert and Ernie kind of thing.
Oh my God, it's so funny. So I'm going to hell for laughing that hard at him and continuing to laugh all these years. I am $49.99 plus tax, and I still laugh at him.
That's funny.
I know. I'm going to tell his kids that story, too.
Absolutely.
Why don't we end this with your duck joke? Now, I need to give you a little bit of background on this. When Wayne and I first started dating, his girls would go up to him and go, Dad, tell the duck joke. So he would tell his duck joke, but they would continually do this. I mean, just this. And to this day, we still bring up the duck joke. I've had to have him tell it to my friends and people that are standing on the street or people at a party. The duck joke is his thing. Please enlighten us and end this podcast with your fantastic
All right, drum
duck
roll.
Joke.
Drum roll. Here is the duck joke.
I tell you, I need a xylophone.
Love to get you one. All right, a little background on this duck joke, because it's kind of taken on a life of its own. Originally, I stole this duck joke off a commercial. I don't remember what it was about. I just remember this guy on the TV telling this duck joke, and it is one of those jokes that have always stayed with me. I am not a good joke teller. I can.
He's got one joke. That's it. That's all he's got
okay.
in his hat.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. I've got one. I can crack. You know, I can. You know, crack a joke, but I can't tell a joke.
Wow.
There's a difference. So anyway, this joke is my thing. So this duck walks into a bar. Because, you know, every good joke starts with a bar.
Or a duck.
Nope, it's the only duck joke I know. Or I've heard. But anyway, this duck walks into a bar.
Maybe there's only one good joke. Okay. All right. So, sorry.
Duck.
Sorry. This would be a great joke if I'd stop interrupting.
So this duck walks into a bar. Goes up to the bar, jumps up on the bar stool. Bartender goes down to him and says, "So, what can I get you?" Duck says, "You got any grapes?" Bartender's like, "No, don't have any grapes." So the duck jumps down, leaves. Next day, duck comes back, jumps up on the bar stool. Bartender goes down there and says, "So, what can I get you?" Duck says, "Got any grapes?" Bartender's like, "No, we do not have any grapes. I'm sorry." So the duck leaves. Next day, duck's back, jumps up on the bar stool. Bartender goes down there and says, "So, what can I get you today?" Duck says, "Got any grapes?" Bartender says, no, we do not have any grapes. We do not have grapes. If you ask one more time, I'm going to staple your feet to the floor." So the duck jumps down, leaves. Next day, duck comes back, jumps up on the bar stool. The bartender goes down there and says, "So, what can I get you today?" Duck looks at him and says, "You got any staples?" Bartender says, no, I don't have any staples. Then duck says, "You got any grapes?"
Still funny.
Yes. Yes. My kids laugh at that joke every time. It's bizarre. So I think it's the perfect joke.
It is.
Because say
joke.
They always laugh.
They're in their 30s and they still laugh.
They still laugh. It's maybe I'm just a funny guy. I don't know. I'm going to go with that, actually.
Let's do that. We don't want to
yes.
hurt your ego or anything like that.
What's the funniest word in the world?
Poop.
Oh, you know that one.
I do. Because we had that discussion. What's yes. the funniest word?
Yes.
It's poop.
Poop is the funniest word in the world.
It is.
You can't say it without smiling.
What's the funniest thing you can do? Ever.
Fart?
Yes.
Farting is fun.
It is fun. That's from a 3-year-old in the back
yes.
seat of a car telling us that farting
yes.
was fun.
Kira.
Kira, the farting is fun girl.
Yep.
Never ceases to amaze
nope.
me that
she will live with that forever.
For the rest of her life. Farting is fun.
Yes.
3 years old. She's now 19, but we remind her of that on a regular basis.
Farting is still fun.
Yeah, farting.
As you get older, it actually gets more fun because it starts to become the only thing you can really do safely.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. I don't know what you mean by safe, but I certainly can say that
is
not.
Or maybe it's
true.
Because it's like dancing on the edge. Eventually, it becomes the most exciting thing you can do because, you know, 50-50 chance it's not just a fart. Could be something else.
As you get older, there are some things that
it's like
just
rolling the dice.
Just fall into place, I guess.
I'm feeling lucky today.
Oh my gosh. How awful. Well, this will end our episode of, well, you see, next time we'll bring you something even more entertaining. Y'all
yes.
have a good evening.
We'll get better at this, I promise.
I doubt it.